Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
We're back at 7:10. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's our Christmas program. And happy Hanukkah, too, to our Jewish friends, like our good friend Barbara Weltman, who's with us right now, who's a great friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. Happy Hanukkah to you. And I want to talk, this last segment, I want to talk about tolerance. And when I think about the problems that we have on planet Earth, and, you know, I've said for a long time, Barbara, the problem with humanity is the humans. and if you think about it, I mean, look at the stupid people out there who just can't seem to stand the fact that you know, they're either not in control of everybody else, or that everybody doesn't believe what they believe. When I think about this, you know, the stupid leaders in North Korea, or when I think about Al Qaeda, when I think about the Islamic extremists. When I think about Hugo Chavez and people like that, stupid people who there's, you know, I don't understand how people like that can literally hold sway. They can control other people and cause them to do things that are completely out of balance with the rest of the world. What do you think?
Well, they can do it because they get away with it, because they have military control and
they're evil.
Korea.
Evil is powerful, isn't it?
Well, yeah, unfortunately. And also, it's very hard for people, for us, who don't think that way, to get our minds around that kind of thinking. It doesn't make any sense, obviously, and we just can't sort of grasp why anybody would want to be that way or think that way. It just doesn't make any sense to us.
Well, and why would they teach their children this? What would make them? What makes a person teach children about being evil? It's just beyond my understanding.
Well, they don't know any other way. This is it.
Yeah.
This is the only way they know.
Well, and it's one of the reasons why I talked about this in the last hour a little bit. Why I am so proud of Christians and Jews who have really, in my opinion, done a great job of even as different as we are, we're inextricably linked, you know, through history and genealogy, but the great connection between our two faiths and two faiths that could be at odds if we allow that to happen, but we don't, do we, Barbara?
Well, also, I think it's a credit to this country that supports that kind of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe it wouldn't be that way in other places.
What if the reason is because this country came together without castes, right? Without the class system, we jettisoned the class system and created the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we?
We did, and let's hope it can continue.
The middle class, yes, an American invention.
Exactly.
And now the rest of the world has many, many places, and the rest of the world has a middle class because they modeled it after our middle class.
Well, you can see what a great thing it is.
Yeah. It's happening in China right now. It happened in Japan. It's in Europe. That, you know, Europe had no middle class, and now they do. And so it just amazes me the level of, if you think about it, you know, one thing we could think about, Barbara, is I was in the earlier set part of the segment, I was sort of dwelling on the tiny minority of evil, stupid people out there. But look at how rampant tolerance really is around the world. If you think about it, that's really what we should be celebrating, that kind of tolerance, more than railing, I guess, against the stupid people, right?
Well, I agree with you up to a point, because I think it's very fragile. I think that we have to guard this this way of thinking, because it could be so easily threatened. People will put aside that kind of thinking if they feel personally threatened, and so, you know, it's not something that you can take for granted.
Well, I like what Edmund Burke said, evil only survives when good men do nothing. And
right.
that's the reason why, as you say, we have to be vigilant. But Barbara, thank you for being here today. Thank you for the contribution you make to so many. Thank you for our friendship, and happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
And to you and yours. Have Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. Going to wrap it up. That's wrapping up our Christmas program, ladies and gentlemen, for 2011. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you have a safe and a happy one. And give everybody an extra hug just for me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.